Stop 29. Anne Boleyn on trial. Hidden beneath a spot to your right is a huge lawn where the remains of a royal palace lie. This area is known as the Inmost Ward and would have contained a bustling complex of buildings that were enclosed, providing security and seclusion from the rest of the castle. But by the 1660s, the palace had fallen out of use and it was demolished, so we now have to imagine a grand residence with a great hall and courtyard. These buildings were the core of the Tudor palace, repainted and refurbished by Henry VIII for the coronation of his second wife, Anne Boleyn, in 1533. The Great Hall was used for royal feasts and entertaining, but it could also be used for more serious business. On the 15th of May, 1536, one of the most dramatic events in the Tower's history happened here: the trial of Anne Boleyn. For Anne, her arrival at the Tower had a particularly cruel twist. Only 3 years earlier, she'd made the same journey here to prepare for her coronation. She was even imprisoned in the same luxury apartments that had been especially decorated by her new husband to please her. Anne was accused of adultery, incest, and plotting to murder the king. She denied all charges. After 2 weeks of imprisonment, she was put on trial and sentenced to execution. But Henry did show Anne one small mercy. He granted her request to be beheaded by a sword rather than an axe. A skilled swordsman was sent from France, and he executed her with a single blow.
I am come hither to accuse no man, nor to speak anything of that whereof I am accused and condemned to die. But I pray God save the king, and send him long to reign over you, for a gentler nor more merciful prince was there never, and to me was a good and sovereign lord.
To hear the directions to the next stop, play the next track.